coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report. I'm telling you what, the other night, you know, I didn't talk about this, obviously, when Steve was on, really. We didn't talk about this, the Republican debate. I just want to touch on a couple of things, all right? And here's why. I don't want to spend any time on this or much time on this at all. For you and I, for the listeners and viewers of this show, you know inherently, I mean, in your heart, in your mind, you are more intelligent than the average bear or the average person, and that it's all bread and circus. It's all BS, all right? I mean, there is a pre-selection and selection process. Donald Trump, by the way, was not a part of the debate yet. Polls, if you believe them, and hey, it's up to you, believe what you want to believe. Okay, I'm not here to convince you to believe in things that I cannot prove, obviously. All right, but despite not being on the debate stage, Donald Trump won the debate. It doesn't say to me, it does not say much about Donald, as much about Donald Trump as it says about the agenda. And in this episode today, we're going to be talking pretty much about our survival. The survival of our constitutional republic. And let me be perfectly blunt with you. If you are sitting back and saying, well, you know, whatever happens, happens, or we can't fight this, or whatever your excuse might be, you're part of the problem. But I know the people who listen to and view this program, that's not you. That's never been you. If you think back in your life, I was looking at the demographics for the show, and, you know, we deal with appeal, I should say, to a more mature audience. And I had a discussion with someone about this, about the people who watch this particular show, right? And listen to the show. It's not those who listen and watch this show, it's not age, it's wisdom. Okay, it's not, look, this is not about me either, okay? I'm not saying that I'm a wise person. No. I'm saying that the listeners and viewers of this show specifically have a special type of discernment where you know the truth, you know what matters and what doesn't. You can make your decisions on your own. No one has to make them for you. And the reason I'm saying that is because everyone should be treated that way, but you're not. The media is not treating you that way by putting the garbage. And again, this is why I didn't really talk about this, haven't yet, about the debate the other night. What a clown show that was. Where Vivek Ramaguchi or whatever, I know his name, holds up a, you know, notepad like this. You know, Nikki Haley, Nikki equals corrupt, okay? Big letters on there. And, of course, he says everything that people want to hear.
He will win every debate.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, when you say win, do you mean win with the, and I want to ask you this, Eric the Tech. Describe, when you say win a debate, what does that look like? Is he winning with the audience? Is he winning with the Republicans? Is he winning with the American people? Is he, or is he winning with his own base? Or who's he winning? I mean, describe winning.
I'd say all of the above. There's nobody else to challenge him.
Okay. But you know, the guy's polling, okay, pretty low, as is Haley, as is Christie. They're polling pretty low relative to Donald Trump, who didn't even show up or didn't even engage in the debate.
Just like Biden.
Well, for different reasons, though. They got to plug him back in.
Donald's the candidate, period.
And I suppose, exactly.
Vivek's the kind of person that you look at him and you're like, yeah, I could give that dude a swirly. Sounds he has like no authority when he walks into a room.
It sounds like you speak from experience on the giving as opposed to receiving side. Is that true?
Nobody's scared of him when he walks into a room.
No.
Yeah, he can debate. He's a genius.
But he's also...
Any genius can debate.
Any genius can debate. Any good talker can debate, okay? Which is, look, when I do and have done investigations and you testify in court, okay, the DA, ADA, whatever, they'll sit down with you and go over your testimony and polish you up, all right? Especially me, they had to like work triple time on me, all right? Because I look,
you more know, turtle wax.
Yeah, the paste in the can. I remember it. Do they still have that turtle wax? I mean,
absolutely.
All right, man. I remember turtle waxing my 71 Pinto. but see. That's part of the problem, too. We lack, or a lot of these people lack, the integrity, the character. They're connected to big pharma. They're connected to military interests. They're connected to
Chinese interests.
Chinese, you got it.
Vivek Chinese.
And speaking of which, who in the hell isn't connected to the Chinese that we've seen, whether it be individuals or corporate? Seriously.
That's where the money's at.
Screw the money. See, this is the problem, and we're going to talk about this as well. This is a problem with respect to the Chinese. This is Biden selling out the country for the Chinese. Folks,
In my opinion, this is a unfixable problem.
Oh, we can fix it. You just don't like how.
It's permanent.
Oh, no.
All the Americans that sell on Amazon, that do things like that, like our whole population runs off of China. We cannot change it. It's set. You're going to tell somebody to give up their income because they buy products from China and white label it and put it on Amazon? Amazon doesn't do that. The American people do. Amazon sells books and tablets and a couple of household goods.
So I've got two books right now currently on Amazon. The third coming. Hang on, folks. And the first one is going to be reformatted. But
a lot of people say Amazon's bad. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
They're just a company that grew.
But I don't want people. Okay, so my books are printed in the U.S. by a U.S. Yes. company.
Unless they're bought through, like, Australian Amazon or something like that. then they print it there.
Okay, I gotcha. I want to talk more about this because, again, this is all part of a problem, but we're going to fix – we can fix this. I refuse to roll over and say we can't fix this. Before we do, I want to thank you for your support. Thank you so much because without your support – we could not survive. God bless every single one of you who support this show. And when you do, if you go to HagemanPI.com and you click on the link, you can join in our interactive meetings. I thank you for doing that. But also, I want to thank our sponsors and the patriotic ones that we do have. And one again, if I find something that that works for me, and I get excited about it. I love it. Okay, that's why I love this gadget right here, this box right here. I love this gadget. Okay, I've had it long enough, had them long enough to know that this works. I'm telling you right now, this works, and it saves me money. And anything that saves me money, I like. Am I cheap? No. I'm not cheap. I am frugal. I try to be a good steward. I don't waste money. It bothers me if I waste money. But this right here, folks, go to savepowerbills.com. This device is, if you have a big house, you put one, you plug in one by the circuit breaker, another midway, you know, and another one at the end of the house and another one midway, for example. Okay, you can read all about it at savepowerbills.com, but energy bills, I'll get it out. That's why a DA had to work with me for so long, because, you know. Okay, but energy bills are rising at a historic rate, and there's no end in sight. If you talk to enough people, you're going to soon realize that nearly everyone's shocked at their recent electric bills. I'm telling you, I've talked to enough people where they say, man, it's crazy. Energy's gone up, you know, some 30%, skyrocketed as high as 60% in as little as 2 years. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I gave a set to my daughter and son-in-law, Eric, the tech, and they're going to report to me how it's going, but I know I've had great, great success with this. That's why tens of thousands, of course, are installing this magical little device to help slash their energy bills. Now, that sophisticated gadget you're looking at, okay, and that I held up, stabilizes electrical currents, reduces dirty electricity, and helps protect your appliances and electronics. I had an electrician in here not too long ago to fix something that off a circuit breaker. True story. Okay. And I asked about this and he said, oh yeah, you know, I've seen these are in people's homes and yeah, they work. And yeah, there is such a thing as dirty electricity and all this. So anyway, folks, do yourself a favor. Simply go to savepowerbills.com and simply plug this into your home's wall outlet. And what's going to happen, you're going to dramatically lower energy consumption and ultimately help reduce your power bills month after month after month after month. Count them, after month after month. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this little device is one of the most efficient ways to save money while beating the greedy power companies. Yeah, they're greedy, okay? Yeah, they are. But there's more. If you place your order now, you'll also receive 65% off, fast shipping within the U.S., hassle-free returns, and last but not least, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Simply go to savepowerbills.com. Of course, put www.savepowerbills.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's savepowerbills.com. That's www.savepowerbills.com. Order now. Hey, get it in time for Christmas. Give your family the gift of savings all year. It's a gift that keeps on giving. That's savepowerbills.com. All right. And you know, Eric, what's that? I know. You can't hear what he's telling me in my ear. I know. By the way, are you telling me, because I don't think you are you telling me that we you don't believe that we can win this battle? Because I got to know, because I have to know whether to let you go.
As far as like producing products and stuff like that?
No, you know, okay, so we are at war with China. Hey, is this thing on? Did you know? We're at war with China. We're at war with Russia. Yeah, the Russian government and the Chinese government, that's right, compliments of Mr. Potato Head. And again, I use that phrase because you can rearrange the features on a Mr. Potato Head. And
but we're China's cash cow.
But okay. But that demonic slug piece of crap that just died, Kissinger, along with Nixon, opened the door to China and Chinese trade back in the 70s, of course, backdooring our congressional. If you know your history, understand how they backdoored us. Ooh, ouch. Not that hole. No, I'm just kidding.
They're short, so it's...
But
that's just them bumping into you.
Oh, too sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to teach my kids to speak Mandarin, nor am I going to get used to, you know, Chinese food, nor am I going to eat bugs. But I guess what you said, though, okay, we are dependent upon China.
I'll play bad cop.
Okay, well.
It's good for debate.
In what sane world are we, and I mean this, in what sane world does the United States get their antibiotics, get their pharmaceuticals from China, share military secrets with China, get everything that's friggin' made in China? Remember when we were kids, ladies and gentlemen, and the older crowd, everything was made in Japan Japan.
Japan makes great products.
They do. But why can't we make the things here? Why do we have to export, obviously, or why do we have to have companies in China making things and importing? Why does Smithfield, as one company, have to send their domestic product over to China for processing and shipment back to the United States? Okay.
Because we can't afford the labor.
I don't buy that for 1 minute. I believe we can. I think that we
can't compete with affording the labor.
Yes. You've got no regard for child labor laws or anything over in China. I get all of that. But at some point, that supply chain and that supply is going to stop. We are fighting for our survival.
Yeah, and that's where tariffs come in.
And that's
also when a big war probably starts.
But Donald Trump was very successful in the if you go back through his 4 years, what did he do with the tariffs?
Yeah, but he's the only one that'll do it.
Exactly. And I think, look, I believe that we need to be self-reliant on energy, on product, on every product that we rely upon, especially our military stuff. I don't care if you like, dislike, or ambivalent about Israel, okay? For example, they should neither benefit nor should they provide anything to the U.S. in terms of military stuff. And most assuredly, nor should China. Okay, so, but if you go back to Nixon, Kissinger opening the door to China, and then watch what happened with Clinton, what he did with China, Loral, think about Loral, L-O-R-E-L, I believe it is, or A-L. I'm not sure the spelling on that. The missile technology. With under Bill Clinton, and where we are today, really, in 50-some-odd years, we have gone from being a self-sufficient, relatively self-sufficient country to one that's totally dependent upon foreign countries, including and especially China, which is our enemy, which could shut off in a heartbeat the products coming over here. And think about it. If you're a diabetic or if you're depending on antibiotics or whatever it might be.
Or if you're obsessed with Walmart or Target
or store. There you go. Hey.
Amazon. Bang, bang,
bang. Amazon.
You think you can't afford things now?
Oh, and you're right, man. You're right. But okay, so what? Okay, how do we? Because I refuse to concede anything. I refuse to say, you know what? We can't win this. I think we can, but you got a bunch of cuckolds in Congress that won't stand up and say, you know what? We're not going to fund X, Y, and Z. They've got to do their legislative duty.
Purge. Because if Trump gets in, that's 4 years of a Band-Aid. And after that, the Band-Aid gets ripped off.
Will it even be a Band-Aid?
We're back to the beginning. So purge it.
Purge it. It's kind of like the FBI.
And what happens when we go to war with China?
We're already at war with China.
Real war. Like...
Kinetic. Yes. Kinetic war. Yeah, well...
And our debt.
Oh, excuse me. China and debt. You've heard Steve Quayle talk about it. Yeah. Look, we are so screwed. Okay.
Yeah.
We are so screwed.
That's the thing. We're in a corner.
Okay.
That we can't get out of.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. But you look at this, and it's so China. I want to go to video one, okay? And folks, again, God bless you, because you have the discernment to understand what's going on. Okay, this piece of crap in the White House. And
he's not there.
He's not there physically, and he's not there mentally.
He's so gone.
But
he's a piece of crap. He's been a piece of crap his whole life. A liar his whole life.
Yeah. I know that you at home, you play that 4 minute clip from 88. You just love that.
Every night before I go to bed.
I know you do. And it helps you, doesn't it? It's like cathartic to Eric the Tech. You remember the one we showed the other day? I don't know.
I think that's from 1985.
No, it's from 88, sir. 88, absolutely. Why? Because I remember that. I remember that election very well. Oh, my gosh.
I was three, so maybe my parents played it on a loop. That's why I have to listen to it before.
Eric the Tech, really, you were that young? Man, I'll tell you what, I'm old. But
yeah.
You were in your crib, there was a mobile there, and there's Biden and Dukakis and Bush up there, and you're reaching in the mobile.
Yep.
That's what those
giving them
called,
the finger.
Right? Giving them filling your diaper and sending it to the White House or sending it to the campaign headquarters. But this week, in kind of a wrap up, especially so you can kind of have this for the weekend, Biden was approached about what's coming out about Hunter Biden. Look, we've known this. Okay, Biden sold the country out to China by way of Hunter Biden, by way of his brother. He sold out the United States and our future, the future of our kids, for personal enrichment. So he can have a mansion in Delaware and on the beach out there, and he can have money and power and also to fuel Hunter's crack and whore habits. Okay, I mean, whoever supports Biden, okay, you're a friggin' moron. If you think Biden's doing a good job, you're a moron. You need to have your head examined. You need to take your head out of your ass. And if you support, work for, or prop up Biden, you are, in my view, you are an enemy of the United States of America as a constitutional republic, and you are nothing more than a communist slug.
And if this country implodes on itself, good luck.
That's right. You know what? Suck on it. Suck on it. But watch this piece of crap, Mr. Potato Head. This is video one. I apologize if I blew anything out over there.
There's polling by the Associated Press that shows that almost 70% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, believe that you acted either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans, to Americans who did this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brothers, foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment that I did not, and it was just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with many of their business associates?
I did not. There's what? Lies.
Wait till the next part. Watch him walk out with full diapers. Did you see that? Okay. And you tell me that guy's there. You tell me, you're right, Eric the Tech. You tell me that guy is mentally there. Best person we've ever had. You bunch of friggin' morons.
He turned into a Roomba pretty quick there.
Forever. Seriously, Eric the Tech started that Roomba, Biden Roomba meme. I'm telling you, he did. Have you seen those with Biden on a Roomba?
Okay. Actually, I remember where I got that from. There's a comedian.
Oh, you stole it.
I did steal it.
See, and that's a problem that we have a lot of times. I have to tell you this. You listen to so much, you hear so much, and you forget to hear something, and you use it.
So we plagiarize like Biden does.
Yeah, we're plagiarists. Oh,
Steal speeches, steal writings, steal.
In whole, not in part, but in whole, we steal everything.
Steal our money.
Hey, can you get Charlie Tree on the... Oh, never mind. I'm dating myself with that one. Right, Rush? God bless you, Rush. Okay, so that was this week, Biden being confronted. Lies, damn lies. Meanwhile, we have the receipts. We have the information. We have the evidence. Okay, you can't make this crap up. Okay, we've got it. But it's worse than that. I'll get to that part in a second. Hold on. But it's worse than that. If we go to the no audio one, video three. I know this is out of order, but video three. While Biden is making money, profiting from communist China, sucking the little button mushroom of Xi over there, okay? This is happening at the border. All right, thank you, Eric the Tech. So for the radio listeners, what you are seeing is a southern border. And
come on in!
Yeah, exactly. Every single one. Look, they're Mexicans. They're Hispanic. Oh, no, they're not. They're Irish. No, they're not. They're friggin' Chinese. Military age men. They're Chinese. And it keeps going. Chinese and Muslim. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Muslim, too. And see, the Border Patrol now, because of that piece of shit Mayorkas, may he rot in hell.
I don't think this dude in the white shirt is of fighting stature. He needs some trim by Doug.
That's right. He ain't getting it.
But the other ones are. I mean, there's...
Look at
there's
that.
There's kids that are 16 years old in here, ready to go.
Yeah.
16, 17, 18.
And who's doing this, Rob Reiner? It's Mayorkas by way of Biden, by way of people like Jen Psaki, who made up lies for Biden. Folks.
Look at this dude on the right.
Which one?
The one on the right.
On the right? Oh, yeah.
He's bigger than the Border Patrol agent. Ready to go.
And the Border Patrol is doing nothing but babysitting, escorting, and assisting this invasion. 12,000 encounters the day before yesterday. 12,000 at the border.
What goes through these agents' minds?
Just following orders. You know something?
You have to be so programmed to allow this to happen, being in law enforcement. Like, yeah. Straight brainwash.
You're right. What's going? You are 100% correct.
Well, obviously they put people down there that don't have any common sense. So
you see the video of law enforcement cutting the barbed wire, you know, and helping the people over. This is Border Patrol. This is okay, and allowing
letting these people into the Capitol.
Yeah, and of course Owen Schroyer out. Hopefully out today. God bless you, Owen, buddy. I'll be talking to you. But here's another one. 12 friggin' thousand encounters. Look at this.
A lot of Africans in this one.
Yeah, this is a separate video, folks. Yeah, but
there's a mix. I mean, there's some Spanish people, Mexican.
Okay, but everyone listening to this and watching this, folks, these are criminals. I don't give a damn if it's a woman, if it's a pregnant woman, if it's a mom with six kids tagging along. They're criminals by the very nature of their actions. They are criminals. You cross that border illegally, you're a criminal, you don't belong here, and get your ass out of here. Or you know what? Even better is to never step foot toward the border. We didn't have this problem with Donald Trump, and don't tell me we did. Okay, yeah, we had encounters, but not even close to this. This is a planned invasion. This is Red Dawn 1985 on the ground, however. No parachutes. They don't need them. They don't have to parachute in. Biden has opened the door. Mayorkas, that piece of crap, that traitorous, seditious piece of crap, that son of a bitch should hang by the neck until dead, should he be found guilty of treason.
You're missing out, though.
Is there a knock on my door? Oh, that's right. They don't knock. They just come in, shoot dogs and wives and the FBI, okay? Oh, you feel good about yourself kneeling at the altar of BLM? Kissing the feet. Seriously, you saw that? Kissing the feet of black people because, I don't know, because you're friggin' mentally ill?
You're missing out, though.
On what?
I invited you to go on my loops with me. I make a loop in and out of the border. $2,000 every time.
You know.
I switch my language up.
Turn your shirt inside out, right? It's, you know, at this point, you're right, Eric the Tech. I mean, I love you, man, but I'm telling you, there's the whole thing is, okay, now you might think that, well, you haven't said anything I don't already know. You're right. But here's what I believe we need to do as a people. You know, the FBI has painted a target on my back, on Eric's back, on your back, actually. It depends on what level you know. The size of the target depends on what level. Dan Bongino was saying the other day, yeah, I think about the FBI kicking in my door. And if you're living in America right now, and that's even a remote possibility for a law-abiding citizen, just because you have an opposing ideology against the globalist pieces of crap, then this is not America. This is a Stasi nation. You know how bad it is? I'm going to show you. Well, you know what? Staying with China, let's go with video. This is Dan Bongean. Let's go with video 1A. Okay. Rob Reiner. Okay. I don't know why Rob Reiner's on my mind right now. Okay. That meathead. Okay. I want you to take this and you should loop this every single moment, every waking moment, because you are nothing more than culture rot. And every single person around you who supports that ideology, you're rotting the culture of this country. And to the FBI, to the people who are supposed to do their jobs but don't, you're traitorous and you're rotting the culture. You're rotting you are destroying everything good this country once stood for. So suck on that. But watch this. By the way, I've got two videos. I decided, instead of playing the raw video of Comer, I decided to play just the video with Dan Bongino along with his comments, because I think they're more prescient than just the raw video of Comer. Here it is, video one. Let's see. No, what is it here? You're right. Video 1A. Thanks.
Joe Biden got money from China. I don't care what it's for. I don't care. He got money from his son that his son got from China. Period. It doesn't matter what it's for. The Chinese Communist Party has to be thinking to themselves right now, could we possibly get any luckier than to have this tool bag in the White House with an open border, while we slip our agents in the country, and we have our biggest agent of all in the White House? Did you see this story yesterday? Steve Nelson, New York Post. Biden got a recurring $1,380 payment from Hunter's firm starting in 2018. Automatically, the left-wing media folks had to come out and run interference. It was for a Ford Raptor. Nobody gives a shit. Media propagandists. The money came from China, made its way to Hunter, which made its way to Joe. If Hunter couldn't have paid back Joe for the Raptor without money from China, it makes the problem even worse. This is not an excuse. Listen to Comer explain how there's no question this money, in fact, came from China. Check this out.
President Joe Biden claimed there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his family's influence peddling schemes. This was a lie. President Joe Biden claimed his family didn't receive money from China. This was a lie. President Joe Biden claimed he never spoke to his son, Hunter Biden, about the Biden's family's shady business dealings. This was a lie. Now, Hunter Biden's legal team and the White House's media allies claim Hunter's corporate entities never made payments directly to Joe Biden. We can officially add this latest talking point to the list of lies. Today, the House Oversight Committee is releasing subpoenaed bank records that show Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC, made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden. This wasn't a payment from Hunter Biden's personal account, but an account for his corporation that received payments from China and other shady corners of the world.
Folks, a couple of you in the chat said the same thing. We know. Do something. They are doing something. What do you want Comer to do? Folks, I don't even like these guys. How many times do I got to tell you Republicans aren't the solution to all your problems? Democrats are the cause of them.
Keep it on pause. Okay. This is the part, folks. Understand this part. Because we friggin' knew every bit of that. Hunter Biden's laptop has the damning documentation. Marco Polo, if you search that website, you can find some really interesting things. We know this.
Marco.
Polo. You know, there's a backstory behind that.
He touched me.
There is a backstory behind that. But I don't want to get into that. Garrett Ziegler,
Biden's the one that gets out of the pool and runs around.
No, well, no, he stays in the pool. When he was younger, he had hairy legs. Okay, so he'd let the little roaches, as he called them. No one's called him out on that. Roaches climb on his lap. But folks, this part here, we friggin' know this. You know this. I know this. At what point are Americans, and I ask this, because, look, I've been told, and I'm not going to say by who, to expect the FBI at my door. Do you really, in an early morning raid, okay? Why? Why? What have I done wrong? Do you realize that I've had to, little, and Eric the Tech can attest to this. Eric the Tech can attest to this. Eric the Tech, have I not had to? Hang on, we're going to keep playing that. Have I not had to remake my sleeping arrangements at my home to accommodate an early morning FBI raid?
Yes.
You realize I'm not going to get into how.
Okay. Have you spent thousands on security cameras? Yes.
Do you want to? I should show some activity.
That's not saying we're rich or anything. We had to spend money on security like that.
Because I would like a little bit of notice.
Black SUVs have stopped out in front of the studio.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. You know how much surveillance has been on me? Lately? Do you know that when I get a text, sometimes it might take a half a day? Yeah.
And if people don't believe you, listen, we live in a small city in Erie, Pennsylvania. Do you think there's a bigger target than Doug Hagmann? No.
No, because all the other... never mind. I'm not going to go there. Let's finish with Dan Bongino.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've said 1,000 times, most Republicans are really Democrats and no Democrats are really Republicans. I told you, some of you were yelling at me. Not you and the fam here, but you were yelling at me when I talked about the getting rid of McCarthy. That I said, don't fall in love with politicians. They all hate you. And you can't have it the other way now. I'm telling you, you've got to be practical about what do you want Comer to do? He's not a law enforcement guy. What would you like him to do? They're already looking at a potential impeachment, which is going to be pretty devastating. But they've got to get the evidence lined up. And the only way to damage this guy, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it. Because the truth is the haters don't give a shit, and the people who understand. So let's just move on. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino show.
And I would urge you to watch all of his clips. Bongino's a real deal. He's a good guy. All right. I personally like Dan Bongino, and I know that he's gone through just a tremendous amount of crap. Okay. But when he says he's worried about having his door busted in, you know, at a pre-dawn raid. And I talked to Roger Stone, who's been through it.
He's been through it more than anybody.
You might think Roger Stone. Look, I
he just lets people tail him now. Like, they probably have coffee together now.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have DoorDash deliver a hamburger or something to the black SUV outside the office, the studio. What do you think? You think that would piss them off? Like on, what was that movie with that black guy in it?
You make good coffee. Take them some coffee. Good, nice to see you again.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the other part of that, if that wasn't happening, I would feel like I'm not doing my job. Because Christopher Wray, that scumbag, that traitorous scumbag along with Mayorkas, okay, he is too busy tracking down moms speaking out at school boards against, you know, guys with dicks going into your daughter's classrooms. And I'll tell you something out there. Look, I know our audience. Last Sunday, during that meeting, I felt such an affinity to everyone in that meeting. You wouldn't put up with that. And if you've got a child in school, and I'm telling you this right now, if I had it, God must have had mercy on me, because if my daughter, who's married to Eric the Tech, Jackie, if this would have been, you know, I don't know, 30 years ago, if my daughter would have been subjected to having to go into a bathroom, a girl's room, and you have as a child, and then you've got somebody who identifies as a girl, and goes in there, and he's got a dick, okay. I would go to every school board member and I would punch him right in the friggin' face every 20, 30, 40, 30 years ago. I would have done that. I would have been in jail 100 times. And if you're not out there doing that, if you're not out there in the face of every one of those individuals and saying, you know what, you scumbag, you let that mentally ill person in that bathroom with my child, you drag him. There's got to be a reckoning.
Listen, I'm under 40.
Yes.
And it wasn't that long ago that I was in school. We were caught in the girls' bathroom. The football coach was ripping us out of it. Like, there was punishment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I can tell you this, when I was in school, okay, and folks, you know this, right? If you did something like that, when I was in school, the teacher would just beat the crap out of you with a leather belt. If you went to a Catholic school, a nun would take her leather belt off of her habit and just whip the crap out of you. And you wouldn't do that again. And then you go home and complain to your dad. And then your dad takes off his belt and beats the crap out of you then. But you know what? We had a better system. That was better than this, because you got a bunch of lunatics running the system. And you've got a bunch of treasonous bastards running the country. And I'm sick of it. And if you, as a father out there, allow that to happen to your child, or even worse, if you're a father out there, please, do you have the planche video? The airport planche video? Do you have that? Hang on a second. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. I know I've... Hang on. Just hold on a second. Talk amongst yourselves. Because I think this is important. This is from the 80s. Hang on. You notice how I'm like leaning over because I can't see, right? I'm going to send it to you if you don't have it. The uncensored version. I don't want the censored crap. I want the uncensored version. Yeah, folks, you know what I'm talking about. Planche. Gary Planche. Hang on a second. Hang on. I know I have it here somewhere. It says something when we have to Okay. Oh, here. Wait a minute. Maybe I got it right here. Yeah, I don't know.
Today's episode is brought to you.
All right. But see,
crickets.
Yeah. And by the way, stations hate, affiliates hate dead air when I do that. But anyway, it's a video. You folks remember this from the mid 80s when this guy, his son was abducted by his karate instructor, taken across state lines. They brought him back. And you remember this. I know you do. And he's walking. He's being escorted by the local law enforcement. He's handcuffed. You see in the background the guy on the phone. It was a guy. It was, you got it? Let's run it. Here it is. This is what needs to happen.
Revenge.
That's what needs to happen. Am I advocating violence? I don't know. I'm just saying we didn't have this type of problem. Look. I'm not advocating violence. Okay. No. But here is an observation. Because, folks, honest to goodness, I am not advocating violence. The last thing I want to do is live with violence because, you know, it's just, no. But what I'm saying to you is during that time period, you wouldn't have, it was different back then. Even then, it was different. So I am not saying go out and do something like that. This is merely an observation. And please do not take me out of context, okay? Yeah, I say some things, and some things are pretty sarcastic. But I'm not advocating. I'm not telling you to go out and shoot anybody. I'm not telling you to go out and beat up anybody. Unlike Biden or unlike Maxine Waters or unlike Pelosi or unlike these other morons. I'm not telling you because no. I'm just saying it was different. It was a different environment. That's all I'm saying. And asking the question, if that kind of environment came back today, do you think you'd have these drag queens out there, you know, shoving their junk in the faces of 6-year-olds and 5-year-olds at school, at schools. Do you think that would happen?
But they're reading books.
Yeah, they're reading books on how to give blowjobs. And if you know what, if you think I'm crass, well, suck on it.
It's funny that the parents enjoy it more than the kids that are there.
And there it is. The parents. Because I'm going to tell you something. You come near my granddaughter, my precious granddaughters, plural. Don't.
I'm telling you, when this country implodes,
knock, knock. Don't.
Wait till there's no rules.
Randy Taylor is joining me. Randy, I've probably gone pretty far. I've colored outside the lines pretty far, okay, today. Before, because I know you had an appointment and I know you had some things.
Noodles.
You didn't hear. I am not, again, for the last time, I'm not advocating violence. I don't want to live in a violent world. I don't want to. I really don't. I you know what? I'm too old to fight, okay? I'm too tired to fight.
But you will.
But I will.
Yeah, when someone pushes you in a corner, you have to.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. Nobody gets up in the morning amongst our group, amongst our Patriot friends, and say, I want to hurt somebody today. You don't see us forming up in some city and taking a torch and burning down some business of some person we don't even know. You know, the way the left operates.
Yeah.
You know, when they burn down cities and they kill people, and then people will actually ask on the right and go, well, how come you guys don't do it? Because I would never, never take out my frustration and aggravation on an innocent civilian. I wouldn't do it.
Wait, you know those three mopes that burned down that Wendy's over that cop shooting?
Yep.
They got like probation for crying out loud. What the?
Doug, if that's if they even get arrested now. And it's mostly the blacks. Yeah, I said it. Okay.
Yeah, and you know you're damn right it is.
You know I'm not a racist. Okay. But every time I look around, I'm seeing 10 black people beating up a white kid, and nobody is calling it a hate crime. Where if it was 10 white kids beating up a black kid, that kid would be buried with charges. Hate crime.
Well, okay,
hate
video
crime,
7.
Hate crime.
Okay, what you said, okay? Here's a problem that we have.
Yes.
Okay.
One of many.
Exactly. This video 7 in the show notes, okay? Video after video after video after friggin' video after video after video. I want you to watch this, and I want you pay special attention toward the end. Okay, because this happens every single day. You better arm yourself, okay, for self-defense. But I want to, and you can open up the entire Twitter thread, but you see a pattern here that Randy Taylor was talking about? Be honest. Do you see a pattern here? Yeah, watch the guy in the black. He's holding a gun. He's robbing this establishment. He's got a gun to this young man's back of his head. Okay, now, are they fighting back? Eric the Tech, do you see him fighting back? No. She's calmly giving him money.
Do you know where this is?
Yeah, I think it's New York.
He's either been robbed before or she's in on it.
Well, if you live in New York, you can't fight back.
But watch this. Hold on. Okay. Now, you let that play. Let that play. Have you ever seen a headshot? I know Randy Taylor has.
Yeah.
Eric the Tech has? You have?
Only videos.
If you've ever seen something like this in person, you will never, ever forget it.
Yeah, you don't get it out of your head. It'll come back and haunt you 30 years later.
Shot for no reason.
But yet the media, oh, the white racist, white racism. You know what? Kiss my ass.
And especially in these cities where a murder charge and an attempted or a robbery charge are exactly the same. In time.
Yep.
That was a problem in Missouri and St. Louis for a long time. And it really came to light. There was a grocery store. They did an armed robbery after hours. Then they laid all the kids down in the back, 7 of them, shot them execution style. When they questioned the suspect said, well, you get the same amount of time. We didn't want any witnesses. It was that simple. It was pathetic, but it was very sad. I'll never forget it. Schnucks Supermarket. Never got that story out of my head. I lived there at one point, and I was just stunned. And boy, everybody went through the roof then. And they had to change the law to where murder was far more time than armed robbery. But what you're seeing now in the United States, and you can thank Barack Hussein Obama for this. He's the one he's still in charge. That's a problem. That's a problem because he's black. Yeah, I said it. He set this country back, I'm going to say at least 40 years.
Correct you. He's not black. He's a friggin' Arab. But okay.
Arab, black. Either way, I don't like the guy. I don't like what he represents, and I don't like what he's done to black America. He just uses his own people, and he uses them like they're pawns. The Democrats always have. And now, let me tell you what they're doing. People pay attention to what I'm saying, and you log this in your little brains. everybody, listen to what I'm saying. The reason they're not doing anything, they're not arresting, they're not prosecuting, they're letting this run rampant, is easily explained by all those people that have been coming across the border we've been telling you about, that are military age, are here from the UN. What's going to happen is they're going to throw their hands up, the Democrats, and say, oh, we can't defend America anymore. Our police departments are just overrun. We need help from the UN. Who do you think is going to be policing you?
Hey, take the show for a minute.
They did not bring all these people. They did not let this. Look at that. They did not let this just slide. They didn't sit there and just bold face lie like that. That Ray, Christopher Ray, what pigs work sitting there acting like nothing's wrong on the border. They won't even call each other out. The left won't. I'll say that at least for rhinos. They'll still call out somebody on their own team. These guys don't call each other out. They just make excuses. And these people that are coming in, people, please mark my words. These people one day are going to be at your door seizing your weapons. They're going to be at your door violating your rights. Your women will be targets. They will be beaten and raped in front of you. If you listen closely, if you've done any research, and Doug and I have done this for a long time, we used to have a guy on our team years and years ago that was active military, and he really gave us a lot of information. And we followed up on UN troops and everything like that. Just because UN troops are there, they're generally the ones during war that commit the most heinous crimes out of everybody. The UN troops. One of the first things they do when they get in the arena, they did this in Bosnia, we know it to be true, they set up sex trafficking immediately and seize girls right off the street. The UN. That UN should have been disbanded about 20 years ago. Should have never been formed to begin with. And these buttheads in Washington that got elected by the left and are in office, they're the ones participating. They're encouraging this. Our border being open isn't by mistake. Please, nobody, they're not doing this out of ignorance or stupidity. They're doing it because they have a plan for the globalists. And I just told you what the plan is. The plan is they're going to be the ones wearing the blue helmets, and they're going to be the ones committing the most heinous crimes across this country. I'm serious. If you end up having to shoot somebody in your life, it's probably going to be one of these people that came across the border. And I know that's a bold statement. But there's something going on here, folks. We already showed you about a month ago. I don't know if we need to play these every day. We showed you about a month ago a building that's set for demolition in New York City is housing these people. And when someone went in and questioned it, and you watched it on film on this show, who came out? A guy in combat fatigues. U.S. design. Which is very, very normal.
And that wasn't the only building.
Thank you. So then we started asking questions. Next thing you knew, we were getting, I've got emails from all kinds of people. At this address, there's people in there. Oh, wow. That building's slated for demolition. Yeah. Yeah. It's these people trying to cover their tracks. But you can't cover your tracks when there's a camera sitting on a tripod somewhere looking at a border crossing, and they're piling through there like they're going to a Los Angeles Dodgers game.
Randy, do you remember we found a list of 20 or so of those buildings?
Yes.
I forget. Well,
I still
the list.
Have
it's
that.
Been a while.
I don't, it's not at my fingertips, but I could give it to you and we could get it on the site. And one of our listeners, and God bless her, I'll say thank you, Maggie. Okay. She sent me an updated list of the FEMA camps. Ah, yes. Yeah.
The FEMA camps, too.
If you look at the barbed wire, remember this. The barbed wire isn't set up to keep people out. It's set up to keep people in. This is no joke, people. And I understand, look, the feds, look, I know they're coming. I know that. I know that for a long time. I had peace with it a long time ago. But, it's a shame, especially with cases like Doug or even myself, when we went to so much trouble, blood, sweat, and tears to protect this country after 9/11 from Muslim terrorists. And you know what? They hate us. Like we're, you know what I mean? This is crazy. The people that were in the Capitol on January 6th are not criminals. And they are breaking all the rules as far as the legal system with them. You have a right to a speedy trial. And there's many states, okay, and you can look this up. If you're not arraigned within 30 days, your charges are dismissed. Fact. Okay? We'll say how I know that, but I happen to know that. Yeah. So everybody's sitting in jail waiting for that 30th day to roll around. But
And Randy, there's been Islamic camps in this country for this, so many years.
Before 9/11. Yeah. People have this thing where they think everything started happening at 9/11. No. Go back and remember the first attack on the World Trade Center where they drove the vans underneath there and blew it and it didn't go down. We knew they were coming back, but everybody dropped their guards down. This is the problem. And I know that the Northeast Intelligence Network, which Doug used to be the president of, man, we were on the ball. We knew what was going on. We sent so much stuff into the federal government that saved lives. And really, 99% of the stuff we sent in became classified. Our briefs used to be on Bush's desk in the morning. No joke.
Keyword, classified.
Yes.
Not classified. For public
consumption.
Let me ask you a question, and then you keep going.
Yes, sir.
You remember, this has to be 15 years ago, sitting in...
back when I was a kid.
Sitting in Tom Ridge's driveway?
Yep.
When he was head of DHS?
Yeah, that was close to 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Yeah, it's been... You took me... When I used to connect with Doug, you know, we go to all kinds of things. Same thing when he'd come and see me. We always would connect and go on a mission immediately.
It's funny you say Tom Ridge... Because when my first job, I was a valet at a golf course, Kakwa Club, and he would show up about two times a summer in the Secret Service with rifles that they would put in trees on the golf course and stuff was insane. Oh. His security detail was huge, like a president.
That's amazing. I remember Bush coming down to Daytona Speedway. We were there for the 500, and... I never seen so many snipers in my life. They built the new buildings out of the infield ball, lined with snipers up on the roof behind us. And it was kind of cool because I could turn around. Our seats were right behind the flagman, about 15 rows up. And I could turn around and Bush was up in the window. And I waved to him, he waves back, you know. It was wild, but I had never seen that many Suburbans. One, there were like literally 30 of them.
Oh yeah,
and they came in the back gate of the speedway, but the snipers and all were already in place. I kid you not, in a vision thing, you know, a field of fire, just in your normal field of fire, literally 15 to 20 snipers.
Yeah, same here. When he came to Erie, there was 15 to 20 snipers everywhere. If there was one little glimpse of a weapon, that person was done.
Yeah, and they were not like a 50 caliber sniper. These guys were like 308.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. More of a lightweight weapon.
Yeah, because it's closer range.
Yeah, you got to keep them close. And they're civilians. You don't want to blow a 50 cal through somebody's chest and take out the guy behind them, which is very, very easily happens. But no, Eric, actually, it's really impressive in your life. If you ever see a presidential motorcade or the security, it's really kind of impressive to see it.
It is.
It really is. It's very, wow, it's an eye opener. I'll tell you what, the prime ministers up in Canada historically only had two or three RCMP guys, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, in their detail. Trudeau, Mr. I'm more important than everybody else on the planet, he now has literally somewhere between 10 and 16 black Suburbans.
Yep.
And probably a 30-man detail. Let me tell you something. If you honestly and legitimately had to bump your security to that, you suck. Your country hates you. That should tell you, if you've got to bring in that much security in your term, you got a problem. You know, and Bush, I mean, he inherited that. It was like that before he even got there. But we were also under a Muslim Al-Qaeda terrorist threat constantly.
In quotation.
We stayed at elevated status. So this is nothing new. The part that's really...
I remember when Trump flew in, they fly in a plane before his, loaded with military vehicles and people.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy what they bring in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a C-5 cargo plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's loaded. It is loaded. But you wouldn't believe, and bear in mind, that's just what you see. It doesn't attribute anything to what we're not seeing behind the scenes.
Right. Who knows what they bring in at night?
You got it, brother. And I'm worried about my friend Doug. He's my best friend, and I know when they grab him, I'm next. Okay. Yeah. Good luck.
Well, they got to find you.
That's the thing. Folks, you wonder
they know
why.
Where Doug is.
You know why I move around a lot. We've always taken security seriously. We used to in the old, and this is what's weird. We were good when we were really taking on Al-Qaeda and the terrorists, the Muslim terrorists. We were good. We were on top of our game. We were some of the best in the United States. That's no joke. I was told that numerous times how effective we were. Because we saved lives. We saved Bush's life at one point. I mean, I can show you letters and stuff from Secret Service, the intelligence community, the New York Intel Unit. Some of my best contacts were in that unit because they had someone from every branch of everything in that building. You know, so here's the sad part. We've got to use what we learned evading terrorists and fighting terrorism. We have to use those same practices to protect ourselves from an overbearing and out of control DOJ. These people are out of control. This is no joke.
I got a video for. So when you're finished, we'll put on.
I'm good. I'm a little pissed off today, Doug.
Join the club.
I knew as soon as I logged in and you were going, I was like, oh, okay, this must be related to that email last night.
or the black SUV that pumped on. Never mind. That's why I had a. But anyway.
You know what? We're so used to, and we're trained in this, guys. Remember that. Doug and I are trained in this. He's trained in his areas throughout life. I was trained in mine. But they have to remember they're doing this stuff, and they're the ones that trained us. So we know they're there. We can see them. It's like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie.
Send them out a pizza, man, you know?
Yeah, it's like Goodfellas. You know, when De Niro walks over to the car and is like, all right, good morning, guys. Let's go. So the FBI can follow him. I mean, that's what it gets to that point.
Yes.
And I wonder with all the serious crime and all the things that are going on in this country, why there isn't an uprising in the FBI.
Great point. Great point.
That's what I understand. Because I'll tell you right now, if I worked for the FBI and they came to me and they said, Agent Taylor, we're going to so-and-so's house at 4:30 in the morning on Tuesday, I would ask, okay, one, for what? Disturbing the peace. Excuse me? Disturbing the peace, you know, January 6th. You know what? I'd probably lose my job.
Well, I probably take it back to you and I doing this, and you said I can't tell the good guys or the bad guys anymore.
And it was that exactly that. This was in 2008.
Yeah,
I called Doug, and I was really concerned because I had a target placed on me then by DOJ, not the guys that I had been working with, but they brought in a bunch of Muslims. Okay, as lawyers and all in the DOJ, and these people weren't vetted. So at one time I call in, and I'm talking to my contact, and she says, don't ever call here again, please. Do not ever call here again. If you have to talk to me, go to this number, please. They're after you. And I was like, what do you mean they're after me? She said, the quality of your information is so high in the Al-Qaeda food chain. They said there's no way you could have that data unless you were one of them.
But so that represents a compromised AG, Attorney General, and FBI, as well as some other IC, intelligence community areas. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so has it gotten any better? No, it's gotten worse. And now we are the targets. Okay,
yes. And the hunters went to hunting.
Exactly, and there's not a damn thing these cucks in Congress are doing about it, and I'm sick of it. This is video number 4. Yeah, go ahead. Well, we'd like some sound with
that. Analogy about 9/11. All the lights were blinking red before 9/11. Apparently. Obviously, all of us missed it. Would you say that there's multiple blinking red lights out there?
I see blinking lights everywhere I turn.
Okay. All right. Can't say any better than that.
Actually, you can say it better than that, Lindsay. You could actually focus on the blinking lights, which are blinking from radical Islamists, and stop locking up pro-lifers, parents at school boards, and MAGA crowd, conservatives, and Trump people. But that's not what the FBI is doing. Oh, Dan, you're just making it up. Really? Am I? Washington Times. This is from years ago. Just kidding. It's from Monday. Susan Ferriccio. FBI office targeted radical Catholics and questioned the priest and a choir director, too, in rogue terror probe. Make sure you get them Catholics. Here's our FBI. It's blinking lights everywhere. Blinking lights all over the place. Maybe do something about it. Christopher Wray, you dipshit. And stop wasting FBI agents on January 6th trespassing cases, you moron. While the country's on fire. This guy's a freaking disgrace. How about this? Look at this little video here. How about the southern border? Oh, look at this. There's a defense. Oh, it's working so great. Biden's going to shut that right down. Check that out. They cut the fence. I'm sure he's just letting it all happen. Look, there's a smuggler on the other side. He's actually videoing it. I want you to watch something.
There
this
I
is
am.
Hat Tip Bill Malugin from Fox. They're saying, oh, just watching. It's not their fault. They're told to just sit there. There's nothing they can do. Just watch. Watch. Check this out. Look at this, a smuggler. Oh, hey. Gives us the salute. Yeah, fuck you too. Gives us the salute. Nobody does shit. Nobody does anything. Where's Christopher Wray? Is he going to mention something? If Christopher Wray had any balls at all, which he doesn't, he's a eunuch. He has no balls at all. He would have went up on Capitol Hill yesterday and said, listen, folks, I'm the FBI director, and I got to tell you, you're making my job really difficult. You got to shut this border down. I have no idea who's in the country. He's got no balls. None. It's a disgrace, an embarrassment. Garbage.
Lindsey Absolute Graham's garbage. Holding his balls.
Garbage person. There's blinking lights. They're blinking because of you. Because you're sitting there arresting January 6 people for trespass while we got smugglers giving us the FU at the border.
And we're busy spying on Americans, too, by the way. Throwing the Constitution out the window. There's a FISA reauthorization. You know, for the star chamber courts we have, the FISA courts right now, where they can spy on you with no warrant. No, there's a Constitution. Yeah, I thought so, too. No, they can do that. They're doing it right now. They've abused it endlessly, the FBI, their ability to spy on you. You want to spy on an American? Get a freaking warrant. It's super easy. It's not hard. Here's Mike Lee, and Mike Lee don't get angry often. He was on my radio show yesterday. Here's an epic takedown of Christopher Wray, who apparently is totally unfamiliar with the Fourth Amendment search and seizure provisions. Check this out.
You have the audacity to come here, and you told us that adding a warrant requirement to 702, even for queries involving U.S. persons on U.S. soil, that would amount to some sort of unilateral disarmament. That you have a lot of gall, sir. This is disgraceful. The Fourth Amendment requires more than that, and you know it. I know every single time for centuries, even prior to the founding of this country, there were similar protections built into the laws of the United Kingdom before we became a country. Even then, the government was making the same darn argument you're making today, which is it's too hard. This would make it hard for the government. It's why we have a constitution, sir.
Amen, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard for the government to spy on you. It's supposed to be hard.
Mike Johnson, signed Speaker of the House, same boss.
I sent you a little video clip last night.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about this. It's real short, but if it's right there, it'd be worthwhile listening to.
What's that? Yeah, we're going to get it right now. It's important because...
Because they tried to slip this past the American people.
Yes, and the Speaker of the House, who everyone says, man, and we would... Yeah, guess what? He signed... I mean, no problem. No friggin' problem.
And okay,
here's your clip.
The MBAA is complete. I had been assigned to be a conferee on the conference. Here, we're going to follow me. We're getting an elevator. And... we didn't get to participate at all. As a matter of fact, the whole NDAA deal was made between Speaker Johnson, Chuck Schumer, and the Haas Committee. And people like me, we didn't get to participate. And we were appointed to participate to make sure no money for abortion, no money for trans, for members like me standing up for Americans who are sick and tired of funding the Ukraine war. We had taken the $300 million out of the defense bill. Well, let me tell you what the final product is and the deal that was made. So the policy is in place. The funding is there for abortion travel. The policy is still in place for trans and the military and everything that goes with it. Democrat trans policy, Democrat abortion policy. $300 million for Ukraine is back in the NDA, even though I had worked hard to take it out. It's back in. And furthermore, here's the worst news. It gets a clean FISA extension through April. No change to the FISA court whatsoever. Nothing changed. And that deal was made also. So just wanted to give you a heads up. I'll be flat out no to this NDAA. And I think it's outrageous that this happened with our Republican control Congress.
And there it is. And thank you for sending that to Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanThePI.com. And Randy, just a quick question.
The media is not talking about this.
No. Isn't it funny? The leftist media, they want this.
And this is important, people, especially that FISA thing. A lot of the people that are going to be grabbed over January 6th, it has to go through stuff like that.
Which brings me to my question. The reason I had to leave, I asked you to take the show for a moment. Should I invite the occupants of the black SUV outside of our studio in?
Hell yeah, Tom, come on in. Come on in and have coffee. Get them on film, answer some questions.
Yeah, as if they would do that. I don't want them shooting my dog, so I think I'll leave that alone.
And I'll tell you something that I've noticed is consistent on every one of these search warrants. Where they're coming in and grabbing people, the first thing they do is tape the camera lens.
Yes.
The first thing they do is disable any photographic evidence of what they're doing illegally in your home when they're treating you like you're some kind of gangster. And all you did was, a lot of people weren't even in D.C. We weren't in D.C. Owen Schroyer was not in D.C.
No, he was. He was.
Oh, he was. Okay. He wasn't crashing in the building, though.
No, he was in a, quote, restricted area.
Okay.
Yeah, outside. I mean,
where they moved the... they move, is that the ones where they move those big silver rails and go, hey guys, come on in.
Without getting into too much. Yeah, that exactly. Yeah.
Bunch of crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crap.
I mean, I stood in the very spot prior to 9/11, a couple of years, in the very spot he did. And
this is our country.
Yeah.
This is our country, Doug.
It's our friggin' building, too, by the way.
This is what we fought for. This is what we... We have protected this country forever. And then they're going to turn around and say different? I'm not going to swear to that.
I did enough of that before you came on. Well, you again, new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah.
We're being sold down the river. And...
those people coming in this country are a problem, and for them to sit there and act like they don't know anything about it, especially like Christopher Wray, you know, he doesn't dare speak out against his DHS boss at Mayorkas or whatever that ass. You can't sit there. How do you sleep at night?
Cuban cue ball.
Thank you. How does he sleep at night? What promises were made to him? Is your career really worth that? Mine wouldn't be. I, you know what? I've been in trouble in my life with employers and stuff like that because I won't do something wrong. I won't break the law. I had trouble in the military over that. Won't break the law. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a code of ethics that my God believes in, and he laid them down to me, and I honor him.
There's a difference between protecting your country and murder.
Yeah,
and you know that. We only have about 3 minutes left, and I appreciate you, Randy Taylor. Bookending the week.
And another note, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for Doug right away. They'll grab him before they can get to me. Listen, when we talk about bail money and all, it's no joke. No, I'm not, and I'm going to put a thing out on the air right now because we're getting into weird times. Listen, the people that are supporting us, thank you, and God bless you going into this Christmas season. But ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. They have beating on this show so bad because we stay right inside that law, just inside the law, just untouchable. But I mean, Doug's been kicked off. You have no idea the revenue losses this show has experienced. And I'm talking for my buddy. Listen, I'm not a paid person on payroll. I'm just, all right? I'm talking for my friend. It's hard sometimes just to make ends meet. You know what I mean? People have families here. And we need your help. I'm going to ask you going into this Christmas season, even if you've never sent us a dime before, please go to the donate page or put a $5 bill or a $10 bill in an envelope, and please, you can go right onto the where it says contact us. Our address is right there, the P.O. box. If you're afraid of the Fed seeing your name on an envelope, don't put your name on the envelope. Just get it here. Get it here, please. This is of the utmost importance.
And
God bless you.
And
we love you.
Yeah, but also, you know what? We can, and again, I don't advocate violence. I never will. But prayer... No. We need to pray for our country, and we need to pray against the demonic that's coming against our country.
Yes.
And folks, again, I am never advocate violence, but we need to understand where we are in history. That's all. And I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Randy Taylor. And if this is the last episode I do for a while, so be it. But God bless each and every one of you. I know RT, you can pick up the mantle, and I know Eric the Tech can, and But that, you know what? I'm not worried about that because
No, I don't. We'll fight it. We will fight it tooth and nail, my friend. They don't want me talking.
I'm surprised you're still sucking air. But
that's because we've never had to battle each other. But they're going to play those games. We can play.
Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com, and Eric the Tech, of course, and as Cameo. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you. God bless. Have a great weekend.
God bless you.